Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger, but I'm also here with our special guest.
Addison Teal!
Yeah!
Addison, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we are here to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time. And you are ready and on board.
Yes.
We're all tied up. Our score is officially tied up. Last week... No, I guess not. We're not tied up. We're still losing.
We tied last week. We're not tied overall.
Yeah.
Coming off of a tie.
But we're doing better. Roya made us talk about astrology. Nobody could see Glenn wave his fist into the sky there, but he did. But you know how this works.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think I'm going to help you guys win.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
If we hit knitting or...
Cats,
probably. No, we did one specific cat, not the idea of cats.
Did we do a cat? Oh, we did a palace cat. Yeah. I really biffed that one, too.
I'm trying to think of what...
Yeah, that's all the things I know.
What was like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Mm-hmm. You get to pick who your lifelines are going to be.
Right.
And, like, they do it by category.
Well, what would your expertise be, categorically speaking? What are you hoping for out of today?
Oh, man. I could probably do a little bit of knitting stuff.
I feel like knitting would be a very interesting Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, you crush at like, music, specifically, traditional Celtic music.
Yeah.
You could probably crush at.
You're much better at playing the violin than I am.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
Catching up.
Not at all.
What are
I
your like.
Six times since we did that.
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't play it a lot.
Come on,
anymore.
We need a comeback. Comeback duet.
Yeah, the world deserves that.
Because the world's bad and they deserve to be punished.
That's
by
true.
Hearing me do violin bits. Yep.
That's true. Addie, what are your like your pop culture references that you could crush on?
Ooh, I watch a lot of Netflix.
That's not a genre. That's not a genre.
Netflix films.
It's just most movies.
Pride and Prejudice. I just
heard
Pride
you
and
on,
Prejudice. I know things about.
Jaya and Justin's podcast that I forget the name of.
Amusing Ourselves
Amusing
to Death.
Ourselves
yeah,
to Death.
Check it out.
Yeah, go listen to that.
It's
know things
fun.
About Pride and Prejudice.
I've commanded them to let me come on and talk about Bucker Banzai, but they've not reached out. So now
I'm
calling them out publicly.
You know, there's two reasons. One, most people don't respond well to being commanded to do things, you maniacal... self-absorbed, rose-colored glasses-wearing motherfucker.
Make it so.
Oh, and wait, I know a thing I know. Lizzo, big fan.
Yeah?
Yeah. My Spotify is so befuddled by me. It's just all Lizzo and Celtic music. You know, the classic combo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'd kind of like her to record a Celtic album. I'd be on board
I'd
with that.
I'd be so
is
down.
Is there like a Celtic flute? No, there's like the penny whistle.
There's the penny whistle. There is a Celtic flute as well. I think they're usually wooden. That's a fife. Just kidding.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking
there
of magical fairies that have wooden
flute.
Flutes.
That's a thing, but mostly they're whistles, traditionally.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody listening knows how it works.
Everybody.
Everybody listening. We go on the social media. We go on Facebook, like Improvised Wikipedia.
We
Facebook
command
page.
People to give us topics.
We do,
and they do it because that's how you get things you want. You
it's
order
true.
People to do things.
Yeah. Okay.
Justin. Past guest of Improvised Wikipedia.
It's true.
I forgot Addie. We had him. I was going to tell Addie that you're the second guest we've had.
No, you're the third guest, officially.
Lucky
we've had
Aaliyah,
three. Justin.
Yeah.
We keep talking about having guests and then just forgetting to schedule.
Yeah.
Which is why we texted you this morning about
it. Yeah, thanks. Worked out well.
Okay. Addie.
Yes.
What do we got?
We've got about, let's say, 20 topics here.
A lot of suggy jests.
It's a lot of suggy jests. So I'm going to need from you a number between 1 and 20.
1 and 20. Let's go with...
18.
High on the list. Making them work for it. Dig through those suggestions.
Okay. I had to. I got confused a little bit because somebody had actually made a suggestion of a topic that we've already covered. So I had to
Idiots.
Kill that
Don't
one.
Don't do that.
So we almost had to do worms.
Oh.
But instead, my beloved partner in life, Allison O'Connell, has suggested that we talk about. Rhythmic gymnastics. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I
thanks.
I feel like I probably know more about
Thanks for that.
More
Allie.
About worms than rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, I do too, but I was going to say I don't make the rules, but we very much
do. Yeah, we absolutely make the rules.
Yeah, but.
But we abide by the ones that we made, usually, unless we don't want to, and then we change them.
It's true.
What do you know about rhythmic gymnastics?
It's like gymnastics, but you got to stay on beat. Flip doesn't matter if it doesn't happen exactly in the 6-8 count needed to.
So it is mostly, it's like floor routines and stuff.
Yeah, the thing that I know the most about it is the stick with the big ribbon on the end
ribbon
of it.
Ribbon dancing?
Oh, is that part of it?
That's part of it,
ooh,
yeah.
So that means you got that hula hoop then too, right?
Yeah, I think there's a hula hoop thingy.
Does it have to be though? Or is it?
That's like one event within the... Rhythmic gymnastics is a category.
So like speed skating.
Well, skating would be the category. Speed skating is one type of
skating. Speed skating would be a category. And then like which, the distance. And
sure.
Like
yeah.
How
ice
many people
dancing
do it?
Is different than
figure skating.
Yeah.
Right. But
right?
Yeah, rhythmic gymnastics is like a subsection of gymnastics. So we talking about a summer Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which may or may not happen.
True, this year. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Really brought us down with global pandemics. Thanks for that, Addison.
You're welcome.
I was using this podcast as an escape mechanism, so I don't have to think about COVID-19.
Wash
but whatever.
Your hands, everyone.
It's fine. It's not like my whole entire job is based on travel and talking to large groups of people. I'll be fine.
Yeah, and you and I don't work for a company that does large-scale festivals and events, Addison. So,
yeah, so it'll be fine.
It's fine. There's no anxiety or stress involved whatsoever.
None. Mm-mm. So rhythmic gymnastics.
Rhythmic gymnastics. I mean, just hot take, they stupid.
Wow.
They stupid.
Really?
They stupid.
Well. I think if I have to watch gymnastics, that's probably the one I'm going to go for.
See, I'm good. I'm gonna hard counter there because like I can watch someone wave a stick around any day.
But
my daughter has one of those sticks, and I watch her wave it around a lot. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, but like I want to see people jump off of weird skinny platforms and do twists and shit that I can't
do.
Yeah, they do stuff like off the ground. Like they do like front flips and back flips just starting from standing. No like little trampoline to get
going. No, you're thinking of actual gymnastics.
No, the floor routines.
Like floor routines.
Yeah,
floor routine is considered regular gymnastics, not rhythmic gymnastics.
It's choreographed to music.
Yeah, but that's not what rhythmic gymnastics are.
I think it is too.
Oh, no. My gosh. I'm outvoted, but I'm right, so I don't really care.
I don't think rhythmic, which is a word I know how to say good, is exclusively ribbons. I don't think it's ribbon
No,
based,
but there are several different events, and the floor routine is not considered rhythmic gymnastics. It's just traditional gymnastics, and that's fine.
Like pummel horse, that's traditional.
Yeah. The uneven parallel bars.
Parallel bars. Uneven bars.
Mm-hmm.
Rings. All just regular-ass gymnastics.
But once it's just the floor,
once
you and the
music. Add a hot Lizzo track to it, it becomes rhythmic. Because of those
be
hot
super
beats.
Great. I don't think they let you do lyrics for the music that you do.
You probably could.
I mean,
who's they? Who's keeping the lyrics down?
The IOC.
You can do lyrics in figure skating.
They do?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You can.
I don't think you can. Copyright, right? Because
that's
what you broadcast. You'd have
to pay
a bunch
but they're
of money.
Still broadcasting music.
Oh, boy.
Are they?
Music is copyright. Yeah. People aren't ice skating to silence.
Yeah, but it's like not lyric ones.
Figure skating to silence is so sad.
A lot of people do it, but it does seem like if you watch figure skaters warm up to nothing, it does seem like a flashback to like an origin story of why somebody hates figure skating. And like, because my friend got murdered while they were practicing.
Yeah, like Batman.
Like Batman. Famously became Batman because his parents were murdered while they were
figure skating.
Yeah.
In an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can
you guys have lyrics?
I don't know, but like
I think they should. It would make it less boring for John.
Well, let's have let's do a side game here real quick.
Okay.
We're talking about rhythmic gymnastics. Spell rhythm.
Sure. H Y T H Y M.
I don't want to play.
It's your turn now.
One Y.
R-I-T-H.
No, R H Y.
Oh, no, there's no second
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Yeah, Addison is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had too many Y's in there.
Yeah, you had too many Y's.
I mean, it's the Y that's usually forgotten, so you overcompensated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I got nothing to prove spelling-wise. I'm confident.
When do you think rhythmic gymnastics was entered into the Olympics?
Well, what's probably, I think a better question is, what's the best song to do rhythmic gymnastics to?
Oh, easy. Rhythm is going to get you.
Yep. So what song did, what year did that song come out? Because it's the same year.
Like 84?
So in 1984, Rhythm's Gonna Get You.
Rhythm's Gonna Get You.
Tops the charts. And somebody doing a boring floor routine to no music is like, well, this sucks. And then they played that and they're like, it's all coming together. 1984, Rhythmic Gymnastics.
You're far too agreeable.
Yeah, I was going to say Grooves in the Heart.
Oh.
Probably also pretty good.
Pretty good. Grooves in the Heart. Yeah, it'd be good.
Mm-hmm. But I also think it was invented in like the 1800s, just with like those huge...
You couldn't play recorded music in the 1800s.
No, so you had to get an orchestra, which is like a whole thing. You had to have a band. And then they wore those like old-timey swim costumes and then did floor routines.
Did you just call them swim costumes?
That's what they called them back then. Yep. You had to put on your swim costume.
I don't know that that's real.
It is.
I trust Addison on this one over you.
Yeah.
I feel
it's because
old timey clothing terms. I'm gonna.
No, here's
the
thing. You know, you and I are two middle aged fat fucks slumped over in chairs. She's got a very good posture and is like exuding confidence right now. It's all body language. That's all it is.
My whole body is essentially at a 45.
Yeah, you are Jabba the Hutting so hard right now. You're like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man
like,
after he was in a microwave for 45 minutes.
Nits and so's, yeah. I think.
I'm trying. I've watched period dramas where they've said swimming costume.
Yeah. I take her at her word that it's swimming costume. Also, it's fun because then your swimming costume could be like Godzilla.
Be great. I would go Creature from the Black Lagoon
that
for my swimming
more
costume.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Godzilla's probably going to weigh you down in the ocean.
Yeah, you're drowning if you're wearing Godzilla costume into the ocean, which subsequently we did learn is mostly just sponge semen.
Yeah, do you know
what?
Sponges reproduce sexually and they just kind of...
Into the water?
Just squirt and it floats onto other sponges.
And
that's what the foam is? Well, yeah. Now it all makes sense.
I was like, the sand's all fish poop, so it's really just a great time at
the
beach. The
sand is all fish poop, you think? That's
not all. It's like a pretty large percent, though. It's crushed shells and fish poop. You ever seen a fish poop? It's just sand.
Yeah, but it can't. Fish poop can't. Sand can't be fish poop if fish poop sand.
It goes all the way around.
It's
It's the circle of life.
Silica dioxide. That's the main component of sand.
Love that you looked at me as if I was gonna know. And look, you're looking for reinforcement, and I'm like, I don't know, sure.
It, like broken down shells, big part of it, and like eroded rocks over time.
And
poop's probably
poop.
In there. Poops. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's no poop.
Yeah, it's a higher percentage.
It's probably
than you would
not
think.
0% human poop at this point.
Oh no way.
It's probably 3% of various origin.
Mm-hmm. So.
So
I had one.
Speaking
I had one question coming into today's episode. I was thinking, all right, is the addition of a special guest going to keep us from getting off track by farts or poop?
If anything,
the answer is no.
Nope.
No, it is not. Mm-mm. Addie knows a lot about fish poop.
Yeah.
Rhythmic gymnastics. Mm-hmm.
Like
so
my daughter has a pet fish. And when he plops out, there's more sand on the bottom of the tank.
So I also learned that having a guest is not going to change Glenn's propensity for just not listening to me when I'm trying to advance the conversation.
Please, John, I would like to know the next words you were going
to
say.
Well, I mean, I was trying to get us back into rhythmic gymnastics after we kind of wound down off of the fish poop thing.
Rhythm.
But then Glenn was all like, I have kids who have a fish that poops and I'm not listening. That's what you sound like. That's what you sound like,
Rhythm's
you motherfucker. So,
fish poops.
I think where we were, to bring this back on track, mm-hmm. We were debating the 1984 versus the live orchestra 1800
100
swimsuit
years
costume.
Earlier,
yeah,
when I don't think there were even Olympics going on.
Yeah.
Real strong counter argument.
A real strong, yeah. Huh. From Addison. Hard to argue against a well-placed.
I mean, since we've established some democratic voting in today's episode, I'm with Addie on this one. She won me over with you, huh? Fuck off, Glenn. You can suck my kit.
Like an old-timey picture that I feel like I saw in a textbook of an Olympic swimming pool that must have been taken in the late 1800s.
What textbook?
How late in the 1800s? That's like the birth of photography.
Cameras. Yeah. But there was cameras. We have pictures of people in the Civil War, which was like mid-1800s.
A few.
But a good amount.
Daguerreotypes.
Sure.
The type of photograph that they had.
Well, this one looked like
silver nitrate, maybe.
1890s France. I remember seeing a picture of an Olympic swimming pool for some reason in a textbook.
And someone was rhythmically gymnasting in it?
No, I'm just saying for reference, they already named it an Olympic-sized swimming pool, so the Olympics must have been happening.
Did you just make gymnastic into a gerund?
Yeah.
Someone was gymnasticking?
Yeah, rhythmically.
That's called synchronized
rhythmically
swimming.
Gymnasting.
You gymnasty is what you are.
Oh, I really laughed into the bumpy part of your desk. It made a big sound.
It did make a big old sound. So I'm with Addie on this one. Rhythmic gymnastic has a... I don't care.
1910, the earliest modern Olympics
Fine.
Came back.
I'll
I
take
think.
That because I think they were still wearing swim costumes.
People
then.
Loved swim costumes back yeah. then. Swim costumes were around until the 20s. And then they got yeah. shorter. And then maybe like 30s, everyone's like, you know what? Shorts is fine. Mm. We can just do shorts. Guys.
I think I'm from a different timeline because where I'm from, nobody ever said the phrase swim costumes before.
Right, where you get like a Spider-Man suit and you'd head down to the shore. I need my swim
Spider-Man famously invented yeah. by Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yep, famous 1890s comic book character Spider-Man. I just love the idea of the beach as Halloween for swim costumes. Just everybody's got a different one on.
That's kind of fun. We should have a beach
That's
party.
Kinda, a couple people dressed up the year I did the polar plunge. There were some costumes.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I just want to get ripped on a beach at Halloween in a costume. That sounds fun.
Like, give costume. Money to charity, but don't be the one who jumps in the cold, stupid ocean. It sucks.
It's true.
Hard.
Well, one of the metrics that we use, Addie, to determine if we win or not is mm-hmm. we look at that first paragraph of the Wikipedia page. And that's what we're okay. really competing against, like All that right. intro paragraph. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to really tighten this up and have a shot at winning rhythmic gymnastics, what's that opening paragraph?
Rhythmic gymnastics was added to the Olympics in the year 1912. Sentence one.
I think sentence one will probably be rhythmic gymnastics is... But I all like right. that fact. It's a good fact. It's all right. Glenn and I have been doing this a lot, and we're not very good. So don't.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
Okay, so rhythmic gymnastics is the art form of gymnasticking while moving rhythmically to music and or sounds.
Okay, I like that. I would
Ooh,
all.
Ooh, somebody's just got like industrial noise tracks going.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that.
You're like dance along to the duty cycle of heavy machinery.
let's add I like that you called it an art, but it's definitely also going to be, I think, a sport
yeah
as well. So it's the art and sport of.
Yes,
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good. Added to the Olympics in 19
I went later. I go 12
recorded sound, though. They don't have live bands.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Because the band could mess up.
That's
and you would
well
mess
that's
up your whole
that's
sneeze.
That's yeah.
As long as they're on rhythm, what? It's okay if they mess up. As long as that drum beat is still going,
yeah.
you're good.
You're fine.
Which maybe that's all they had was a drum. It's rhythmic dancing, not melodic dancing.
Yeah, Fair maybe point. Maybe they had like weird time signatures too. Maybe they're going from like 4/4 to like 5/4 and
yeah.
like
7/3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Everybody does a 7/3 backflip. That's why it's called a 7/3 backflip. That's
yeah.
a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I feel like those ribbons had to be invented in late, like early 1900s. That
I feel like
right.
ribbons are not invented. You
well,
can't
like,
say
yeah.
ribbons.
No, like
were
ribbons
invented.
Were invented way before that.
We
then,
need
but, like,
long, skinny cloth.
It seems like Steph. The time when they would have attached it to a stick and been like, "I made a sport."
Yeah. See, yeah, that part does feel definitely pre-1900s. Mm-hmm. So, like, guys, we got barely anything.
Right. It's like back in the time of the hula hoop with the stick.
Mm-hmm.
Run alongside of that thing. Yeah, it's that era.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Here's a better question. Why is this still a thing?
It's fun.
It's great.
Is it?
Because people do like flips and they do like Catwoman moves. Like, you know the part in Batman Returns where Catwoman does like 8 flips in a row? It's that. But
it's
like set to Groove Is in the Heart.
I wish it was that, but I'm afraid it's more like the Halle Berry version of Catwoman, which no one needs.
Not a good movie, but
no, it's
fun
terrible.
Flips, I think. I don't really remember it that well.
Basically, there are flips, and flips are great to watch. It's amazing what a human can do that. It doesn't seem like we should be able to.
I'm happy that you guys are on the same page, but I still stand by the fact that I don't think flips are part of what rhythmic gymnastics
is. Why couldn't you flip with a ribbon?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm not saying it's even fair.
You've a lot of things historically on this show and in your life.
Mm. Well, let's run the numbers because I bet we're 50-50 on how we're doing, Glenn. So I don't want you to sass me.
This is probably top of the charts.
You motherfucker.
You being wrong about something so obvious.
I don't want any lip from someone wearing a sport coat over a Justice League t-shirt, all right?
Yeah. I'm trying to look like an early 2000s film professor. That's my aesthetic.
Oh, you nailed it.
That's my aesthetic.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
I'm becoming Fred Stripe.
Yeah, you've
called. This is my film professor.
You've cultivated quite a look.
Yeah.
It's great.
Got to really lean into this.
So, Professor, what do you want to tell us about our rhythmic gymnastic film that we've pitched you?
That Addison's more right about it than you are.
I mean, that's most things. Right. Let's be honest. Any famous rhythmic gymnasts? Gymnasts.
Man, I don't know that many famous gymnasts. Who's the one that Chris Kattan was?
Chris Kattan was
who one
what?
Was Chris Kattan?
What?
Which one Chris Kattan is? Who be Chris Kattan?
I mean, Chris Kattan be Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan is who?
He's getting a lot of airplay on this podcast today, more than he usually gets.
Chris Kattan? You know Chris Kattan?
I do. What was
you
the
Mango?
I was gonna say Mango. Yeah, that's his greatest.
The
day,
weird
right?
monkey one that he did.
Oh yeah.
Carrie Strug.
Just a gymnast. She's not a rhythmic gymnast. She's
can
just
you
a
do
gymnast.
Both? Why yeah, not? Why do you have to set limits for her? Let her do what she wants.
You're gonna look Carrie Strug in the face.
Here's what I really think. I think Carrie Strug would be offended if you called her a rhythmic gymnast.
Ooh, is it like when Addie calls me a local comedian?
Yes, yeah. I think that's what this is. I think that gymnasts look down on rhythmic gymnasts.
They spit.
Really?
They spit on them in the locker room. You think?
I don't think it's that aggressive, but I think they're judging them and they're like, I don't know.
I think, though, it seems kind of harder.
They throw their clothes away.
Regular gymnastics.
They put sandwiches in their
Yeah, they do that. And then also,
all the pranks.
Like, regular gymnasts, they have, like, equipment. They've got stuff. These rhythmic gymnastics, they're working with very little.
Yeah, they have a floor and a stick.
Yeah.
You guys are
ribbon
fucking wrong.
Again, that I think they only have some of the time. It is
yeah, I think they can do it without or with a hula hoop.
Well, I mean, we're winding down on time, and I do want to address one thing that was brought up. How is putting a sandwich in a locker a prank?
Like an old stinky one.
Oh.
You put like an old stinky. I was like peanut butter and jelly.
I'd be like, oh, thank you for the sandwich.
What like an old stinky one in a locker. People used to do that in my high school.
Really? What a waste.
You would like leave a lunch in your locker over the weekend and you'd forget it and then you would like put it somewhere that it would be stinky.
That was a big thing back in the 90s?
Big, but it happened enough times that I remember it as a thing.
We used to put pickles in people's milk boxes.
Why?
That was our prank.
You like walk by and pickle them basically?
Yeah, well like they'd get up at lunch and you just like shove a pickle in their little box of milk.
And ruin that milk.
Yeah. Most of the time they wouldn't notice, which was great. And then
I mean,
like
milk
when you got
already
kind
of sucks.
Whoa. Hard opinion on milk?
Yeah, milk. Get the fuck out of here. Milk.
Counterpoint?
Yeah, milk is great.
It's not.
I chug a glass of milk every night.
Really?
No, not every night. But sometimes I just need it in my body. I must be like calcium deficient.
Well, you are. We talked earlier. You are basically a 67-year-old woman.
There is milk, but the human body's ability to absorb that calcium and put it in its own bones is suspect. The whole, like, oh, milk is healthy is just a campaign from dairy farmers.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
there's
that's
very little
true.
Science to back
I believe you. I just enjoy it.
If you like it,
yeah.
Go bananas. Enjoy your
I
milk.
Do.
Put pickles in there. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't do that.
But it's not.
I do it to other people for torture.
Also, breakfast being the most important meal of the day, also nothing. That was when they invented bacon. They're like, we need to sell this to people. How are we going to do it? Tell them.
So which
if they
one
don't
is
do
the
it,
most important?
Whichever one you want to eat.
Mm. Breakfast is my favorite meal. Breakfast food
is
so
best.
Good. It's the best. I had a breakfast burrito today. It was wonderful. Ooh. Breakfast burrito, my go-to breakfast every time.
Nice.
It's perfect. Well, let's take a break. Let's step aside. I think we did as good as we're going to do, and that is to say, not well. But we'll pay some bills. When we come back, we'll pull up the page for rhythmic gymnastics.
We're here at Improvised Wikipedia headquarters to do ad reads as a team. We don't do it by ourselves. We've never done just one of us just reading ads alone, because you'd have to be a real dickhead to try to do that. So we do it together. So I'm here with John Lunger.
I'm also here with Glenn, and special guest Addison Teals.
Addison Teals
here with us too.
I'm here.
Sitting in for the best part of the show. The
best
show
part of the
this
show.
Is the best part, because this is how we get that money, that $8 specifically, which is what we charge for advertisements.
I'm going to cough. Let's all wait. All right, back to ads.
I'm sorry that you coughed, but the first cough that you did totally felt like it was fake, and you were just like,
did, and then I felt really self-conscious, because I don't usually cough in front of people.
Oh, you did good. You did the Dracula cough. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in today's society, that's important. Mm-hmm. Well, we have in front of us the ad read for our sponsor this week. Addie, are you excited to help out?
Oh, I am so excited.
Yeah.
I love this product.
Yeah. This week, the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Orange Traffic Cones.
Mm-hmm.
True. See, and we famously only allow sponsors that are things that John and I use, not necessarily in our everyday life, but that we believe in. And
yeah, I mean, I use these to the extent that I obey them when they're put out, because when they're put out for good reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's for
but
my
now
safety.
That we have our guest here. You love traffic cones.
I love traffic cones. You know what? You see them always. Orange, great color.
It's easily visible.
Easily visible. Keeps you from driving into potholes.
Get out of here, potholes.
And let's talk about the fact that you brought several orange traffic cones with you today.
Well, you know, they come in a variety of sizes, which is really great. You know, you want to have your industrial big ones for, you know, highways and such. But then you've got your tiny ones so that where the goal is, you know, like if you're playing soccer.
Yeah. Can we talk about the one that you're wearing, though?
Yes.
I don't understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I walked over here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get hit by a car.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what? What is the safest thing I can possibly do? I'm going to put on a traffic cone. And I'll tell you, not one car hit me. Not one.
Those results speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever steal traffic cones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, that was like college.
That was a frequent scavenger hunt item in high school. Mm. Traffic cone.
Didn't do a lot of scavenger hunts in high school.
No. I think there was like a yearly one at my high school.
Mm. I like to purchase mine fresh.
No, I just take them. Like, you know how when they're doing bridge construction and they take down all the guardrails.
Did you just ask me if I'm aware of bridge construction as a concept? Yes, I'm aware that bridges have to have work done to them.
Yeah, and sometimes like there's just no guardrail or anything. It's just the edge, and then you fall into a ravine.
Right.
And mm-hmm. they put traffic cones up so that people don't do that. I take those ones.
Well, you're awful.
Oh
yeah.
Between this and your arson, like what is going on with you?
But I only take some of them, and then I put the rest across the bridge. So that they think, oh, I better go this way. And then everybody drives off into a ravine.
Oh, so worse.
You're a monster, dude. You're like a modern day Snidely Whiplash.
How dare you? Don't call me things that I call Ben Youngerman, you son of a bitch.
You did it to yourself.
Although I was laughing like Muttley there for a little bit.
It's true. Do you need to make a dated Halloween costume for Madonna in the 90s when she had those pointy bras? Why not orange traffic cones?
Need to eat a lot of ice cream, but your cone's too small? Use a traffic cone.
How much ice cream do you think you could fit in a standard traffic cone? A couple gallons, you'd think.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Yeah, a lot.
It's too much to eat.
Mm-hmm. But then you're not cumbered with eating a cone at the end.
I mean, that's kind of the best part of the ice cream cone.
What?
That you can eat it. That's what? That's the purpose.
Yeah, but it always falls apart before you're done with the ice cream, and then you're just a mess.
Also, let's talk about the fact that it's nowhere near the best part.
No, it's not the best part.
That's
of the
what
ice
you said.
Cream.
It was just the
yeah,
best
you
part.
Said the best part, though. The you best. Have to
the
best part.
The best.
That might be worse than killing people by rerouting bridge construction
the
traffic.
Best part. The best feature of an ice cream cone
the is the cone, ice cream.
No, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a cone with stuff
well,
in
then
it.
Use words better so you don't sound like an asshole.
I'm talking about just pure cone.
Okay.
Nothing in it.
Okay.
The best feature of that item that I have perfectly described clearly
is the waffling.
No. Is that you can eat it.
No, it's the waffling.
So just you're going to put ice cream on waffled plastic.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Yum, yum, eat it up. You stupid idiot. Why would you waffle plastic? So you can grip it easier, obviously.
Yeah,
because yeah,
yeah.
If it was smooth, it would slide out of your hands. That's a good point. But reusable ice cream cones, guys, I think we're onto something.
Mm-hmm. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout for nothing. All right, you motherfuckers, we are back.
Coming in hot.
Coming
with a tone.
In hot. With the official Wikipedia page for rhythmic gymnastics. You ready?
Yep.
Let's start with a sidebar before I read anything, because I'm really proud of one of you. Anyone want to guess?
I'm gonna guess it's Addison and not me.
Oh no, it's very much Glenn.
Oh no.
It's been an Olympic sport since 1984.
Yeah, fucking nailed it. Groove is in the heart.
Groove is in the heart. Rhythmic gymnastics is a sport in which gymnasts perform on a floor with an apparatus: a hoop, a ball, clubs, ribbon,
clubs?
Or rope. Yep. So the floor routine that you were thinking of, I was correct, is not part of rhythmic gymnastics, where they're just doing the running flips. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with these
but
fucking props.
But they do
props.
Shit with that.
Yeah.
They do
yeah,
flips
but
and
they,
stuff with
yeah,
it.
No, they don't. No, you're wanting this to be better than it is.
I'm going to ask them to change it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Olympic Committee, we have some suggestions.
The
first
sport,
off, cancel yourself.
The
but
sport
also,
the sport combines elements of gymnasts, dance, calisthenics. Gymnasts must be strong, flexible, agile, dexterous, and coordinated.
Ooh, dexterous.
Hmm. Rhythmic gymnastics is governed by the International Gymnastics Federation, which first recognized the sport in 63, became an Olympic sport in 84 with an individual all-around event.
Because of rhythm is going to get you.
The group all-around competition was added in 1996. At the international level, rhythmic gymnastics is a woman-only sport.
Whoa.
The most prestigious competitions, besides the Olympic Games, are the World Championships, the World Games, the European Championships, the European Championship Games.
Like Will Ferrell would be very good at this.
Yeah.
Give that man a ribbon on a stick.
Yeah.
He's going to break gender barriers.
Gymnasts are judged for their artistry, execution of skills, and difficulty of skills, for which they gain points. They perform leaps, balances, pivots, and flexibility movements, along with tossing, catching, and rolling and manipulating the apparatus.
They do like contact juggling with that shit? I'd be into that. I want to watch somebody contact juggle like a soccer ball to Rhythm is Gonna Get You.
I think what they're based on the sidebar here, what they're describing as clubs are more similar to like batons that you would see from like a majorette, but like one end is just
I'm
slightly
like
bigger.
Juggling clubs.
No, they're not juggling clubs.
Mm.
History.
Love juggling.
Thinking of like bowling pins.
Similar to juggling, like same kind of. You can
shape.
Juggle bowling pins.
Yeah.
So this next part's gonna
You juggle? Can you? I know humans can.
No, I cannot. I've tried. We had it as a unit in gym class once. I could do it with scarves because they
unit.
Take a longer time to like
nice
slow down.
It's a good way to learn because they go
unit.
Slow.
Yeah. But
we didn't do unit.
We should have done unit. Yeah. We were trying to come up with new adjectives to describe genitalia.
Oh, a unit? I don't think that's new.
No.
We were also trying to cover the greatest
weird
hits.
Machine was one of them.
That was Glenn's pitch.
Weird machine?
Yeah, you know when you're scrubbing your weird machine?
Oh. No.
This part's going to make you happy, Addison. It's the history section. Rhythmic gymnastics grew out of ideas of Jean-Georges Nevers.
Oh, he was at his Olympic pool.
He was alive in the mid-1700s to the 1800s. François Del Sartre, 1800s. And Rudolf Bode, late 1800s through 1970. They all believed in movement expression, where one used dance to express oneself and an exercise variety of body parts. Peter Henry Ling further developed this idea in his 19th century Swedish system of free exercise, which promoted aesthetic gymnastics, in which students expressed their feelings and emotions through body movement. The idea was extended by Catherine Beecher, who founded the Western Female Institute in Ohio in 1837. In Beecher's gymnastics program called Dance Without Dancing, the young women exercised to music, moving from simple calisthenics to strenuous activities. This is some real shit. Competitive. Okay, here, this is interesting. What country in the 1940s
Lithuania.
Is responsible for competitive rhythmic gymnastics?
Lithuania.
I got Glenn on the record with Lithuania. Addy, you venture a guess?
You can't say 1940. Lithuania because I already said it.
I want to say Germany, but I feel like they had some other stuff going on.
That'd be a weird time. Like, guys,
yeah.
I know
yeah.
we've got a whole lot of stuff right now, but what if?
What yeah. if we stretched
what
a
what if
lot?
We all get some ribbons? Yeah.
So the answer I'm looking for is competitive rhythmic gymnastics began in the 40s in the Soviet Union.
Oh, that was my guess number two, which also feels like they had
also,
some other
yeah,
stuff to
you
do.
You probably had more important things to be yeah. doing
well,
than rolling a ball around a floor.
Maybe there's a reason they're not around anymore. Rhythmic gymnastics
you think
was their undoing.
Brought down the Soviet Union?
Prove I'm wrong.
I can't. So that means you're right.
Yeah.
Last mm-hmm. week is to be believed.
Yeah.
Last week we did astrology, at it, which is nothing.
All right.
Do you love
I'm
astrology?
A Leo. I don't love it, but
love
I like
it.
I think it's fun. Me. And fun. Stars.
All right. So I'm going to scroll down here to the apparatus section.
Yeah,
which,
let's hear about
yeah.
them clubs, daddy. What is it? They juggle?
The FIG selects which apparatus will be used in competitions.
The FIG?
Yeah, that's the abbreviation for the international.
So you don't even know what you're going to use? You don't get to go into it and be
is
like.
Is it a surprise object?
I'm going to be a club specialist.
No, this isn't fucking Drew Carey's Who's Line. They have a set of them. I'm
no, like I'm,
right
I'm assuming there's like specific ones that they use in it, but like the FIG.
Yep.
Who's the FIG?
I don't know. Oh, I told you the FIG is the international. Yeah, it was the international governing body for rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah, so they just tell you they're like
they're the ones that define what apparatus can be used in
like
competition.
Oh, so they give you the rules of which one you can choose.
Right.
Carry
so
shrug.
Like
oh, like in a
yeah,
duel.
So like no, like Addy can't show up with an orange rogue cone and be like I'm using this. They'd be like no, you can't.
No, I like you wave
no,
your
no,
finger.
No.
The basketball man,
Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I only
so,
knew he did it in a commercial a couple of years ago. I didn't know he also frequently did it in basketball.
There, here are the main apparatus that are used. Rope.
What?
Rope.
That sounds too
rope.
Dangerous.
It can be made of hemp or synthetic material that retains the qualities of lightness and suppleness.
Gotta get that supple rope.
Its length is in proportion to the size of the gymnast. When the middle of the rope is held down by the feet, both ends should reach the gymnast's armpits.
What?
Yep. There's a section on rope customization. Ropes can be colored or dyed. Uh-huh. It's not common practice, though, because the majority
of
paints
of
are water-based and can start coming off with
ooh,
sweat.
Oh, yeah, once you get all
yeah,
that, you don't want to get that
colors.
Rope. That rope's going to get so sweaty. That sweaty oh. rope. Oh, you can't have that. All that hemp is going right. to be dripping all the paints. Yuck.
We're moving on to hoops.
Hoops.
Hoops can be made of plastic or wood, provided that
hoops
it retains.
Can be made out of lots of stuff.
Provided that it can be retain its shape during the routine. The hoop is chosen based off the gymnast's size and should not extend beyond the hip bone when placed standing up on the floor.
So, like next to.
So, not as big as the gymnast?
Like halfway.
Right, basically.
So they can't do that thing where they like starfish in it and then just like roll around?
No, definitely not.
No, that circus thing? Yeah. That's great.
That would be pretty great.
Love seeing
it. Yeah, all the things you guys are talking about are way better than what rhythmic gymnastics actually is.
Really
customization note. Hoops are often customized using colored tapes to match the design of the leotards the athlete is wearing.
You would be silly if you didn't do that.
You're not going to match your leotard?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Accessorize, people. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Ball. A ball is either made of a rubber or a synthetic material, provided that it possesses the same elasticity as rubber. Senior and junior gymnasts... the ball is 18 to 20 centimeters in diameter and must have a minimum weight of 400 grams. The ball can be any color. The ball
except orange.
The ball should rest in the gymnast's hand and not rest against the wrist or be able to be grasped. The fundamental elements of a ball routine include throwing, bouncing, and rolling.
You're right, man. This sport sucks.
Oh, it's so bad. That's what I was trying to tell y'all.
I forget that rubber is a natural material.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Doesn't it feel like it should be?
That it is. It feels like plastic.
No.
But it's not.
No.
It's rubber.
Yeah.
It's rubber.
Mm. The picture on the side makes it look like it's roughly the size of a volleyball is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea how much 400 grams weigh. No.
Yeah. Clubs must weigh a minimum of 150 grams each.
Again, that's a number that I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
The club is built along an internal rod. That would have been a good one. You know. Providing a base on which a handle made of polyethylene plastic is wrapped, providing an airspace between it and the internal rod. The airspace provides flex and cushioning impact, making the club softer on the hands. Foam ends and knobs further cushion the club. I mean, they're dumb little batons, basically. And then the last one is ribbon, which is ribbon on a stick. This is, I think, what most people picture when the phrase rhythmic gymnastics is brought up.
Yeah,
it's a ribbon stick. It can be made of satin or a similar material of any color. It can have designs on it, but it must be at least 30 grams and at least 1.6 feet in length.
You got to weigh your ribbon?
Not very long at all.
At least. It's 1.6 to 2.4.
Hmm. I'm thinking like 10 feet. A ribbon is ideal.
Because you don't want to trip on it.
I don't know.
But you need like enough to make
swirls. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the code, the current code of points.
Yeah, we need to hear all about the code.
Difficulty obviously. Consists of body difficulties.
None of it is difficult, it sounds like.
Jumps, balances, and rotations.
I want to be clear. I can't do any of that.
No. Then there's execution. Which
they shouldn't be executed for this. It's not a good sport, but we don't need to take it that far.
Well, I mean, remember, it was first competitive in the Soviet Union, and they were big on that kind of thing.
Good point.
They're looking for the aesthetic and technical perfection.
Got to get that perfection. You really got to nail those swirls with that ribbon.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. There are penalties. You want to hear some of the penalties?
Yeah.
They break your legs.
The gymnasts... cannot leave the floor, so they can't step off of the floor during a performance. The apparatus cannot leave the floor, so if they drop that ball and it rolls, oh, no, penalty. The exercise can't...
What if it's like a purposeful drop and roll back to you?
As long as it doesn't leave the floor, you're okay. Oh, okay. If it rolls off the stage, then basically, is what they're saying.
Oh, I'm thinking like it has to be touching the floor all the time, and you can't pick it up.
No.
I mean, you just play soccer with it for a little bit.
Yeah.
You just like, dribble.
Because it was going to win me back.
You just weave in and out of traffic cones with it.
Yeah, like you have to do weird ribbon dances, but the ribbon has to be touching the floor.
Traffic cones are milking their $8 sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Side note, reminder, you can buy an ad on our podcast for $8.
For $8.
Just send us a message
and
we'll figure
it out. We've been doing this as a bit, but we will really do it.
Yeah, for real. All right, other penalties is being shorter or longer than the acceptable time length of a routine. Failure to end the exercise at the exact moment the accompanying music ends. Ooh, that's stressful.
So when rhythm is going to get you comes to its logical conclusion.
Yeah, it's like musical chairs. You got to stop.
You got to be done.
The music not conforming to the regulations, but it doesn't say what the music regulations are. I don't know. The dress of the gymnasts not conforming to regulations.
So you can't be dressed as Spider-Man.
You're not allowed to communicate with your coach during the exercise.
What about, like, with looks?
It says communication with the coach during it, and then it says verbal communication is another one. So I think you can't even do a stolen glance.
Like, this is the audio medium, so it's not coming through, but I'm like...
Oh, yeah. You're giving me
some eyes.
Oh, they're dirty eyes, too.
Like...
I feel like
send him a secret message.
I feel like he wants to
that would get
fuck me
down.
Like a sponge. That's what that look says.
Down. It's gonna float you out to sea.
Yeah. All right.
This
well, anyways,
sucks.
Yeah. I don't know some other stuff. What do you think the dominant nations are in this sport?
I'm gonna say Russia's still taking hold.
Yeah. So you got the Soviet Union, Bulgaria, Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Azerbaijan, Spain, Italy, Israel.
Hmm.
Sure, I guess you guys can have that one.
Yeah.
End of page.
Huh.
What about lyrics? Look up lyrics. Fine. I want to know if they can have lyrics in the song.
I don't care anymore.
I care passionately.
Well,
it's the only thing I care about in this dumb, bad sport. I demand to know.
Look, you can't command me to do things, Glenn.
Do
We've
it.
Been over this.
I'll give you weird looks.
That's just
bend.
So that's just
a
making
lot of eyebrows.
It's just making me uncomfortable.
Bend
that's
my will.
That's not making me want to do anything.
Can you do one eyebrow at a time?
Maybe I don't know.
She only asks because she can fucking excel at it. Yeah, this is really great for all of our listeners,
yep.
You guys.
Just imagine me being really good at it, and Glenn just making like a surprised face every time he tries to.
Addy really did. I looked like I came home to find 20 people in my house yelling surprise because it's my birthday. It's not my birthday.
No, I think famously you're a Taurus.
Don't sneak in my house.
That's it. We definitely didn't lose. Well, we lost in that we spent a lot of time talking about rhythmic gymnastics, which is a loss for anybody.
Yeah, we all lost today.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing, Allie.
I nailed 1984, even though you two jerks overruled me. Mm-hmm. John refuses to answer whether lyrics can be in it.
I'm just
like
not looking. I don't care.
That's going to be a real
I just want to point out, I was right when I was just like, no, you guys are talking about gymnastics. That's way cooler than what we're supposed to be talking about.
When you're right and I'm not.
Yeah.
So
I'm just soaking it up. It's great.
Yeah, you can just
I think
farts.
The floor routine should be added, though. It's in rhythm. I guess this prop part is a big part of rhythmic dancing.
Oh, it's some stupid bullshit.
So they should probably call it prop gymnastics.
They should probably just call it let's not do this
not
anymore.
Do
yeah.
Let's just wrap it up with the rhythmic gymnastics. Like
yeah.
If you want to do flips and stuff while you're holding a ball, I guess you can.
But like then move to the Cirque du Soleil level, get yourself a hoop that's just as big as you and do a little starfish roll.
I looked it up. The top result, without clicking anything, is a Reddit question. Why can't female gymnasts have lyrics in their FX music?
Oh, I'm going to say copyright.
Why aren't lyrical vocals allowed in women's gymnastics floor routines?
Are you going to tell us?
No, since apparently we don't need to answer each other's questions anymore, you dickhead.
I'm just excited you listened to me for once. And honestly, I didn't know what to do because as
a
Glenn's
slate,
having a com- oh, there we go,
a
back to normal.
How Olympic gymnasts choose the tacky music for their floor routines?
How do they do it?
Not clicking it or telling you any more information.
I bet that they go to iMovie and go to that little drop down of the free songs that are there.
They go to Kevin MacLeod's website in Computech and get royalty free music from there. I bet
he should give us $8.
I've given him $8.
So give it back.
Yeah. Kevin, give it back. Give me that money.
So just to be clear, if I give you guys $8, I can promote whatever I want.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
I
cool.
mean, like,
I
obviously, if you're a terrible person and you want us to say hate speech and stuff like that, we won't do it.
You
but
think I would do that?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there in case. I don't know. Maybe you got some skeletons in that closet.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm going to have something great for you guys to promote.
Addy, as our guest, I guess we'll let it up to you.
We've not done it these in the past 3 weeks. We forgot this part.
Great, let's add it back in.
No, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Oh. He thinks he knows what I know what he's doing, but that's not what I was going for, so I don't want to reward him. There's three outcomes that can happen.
Uh-huh.
We can win, we can lose, we can draw. Like that classic 80s game show.
Classic family-friendly game show.
So, in your heart of hearts, how do you feel we actually did compared to that nonsense that I just read?
Glenn got the year right, which feels like a big,
nailed it.
Big part of it.
It's not really that impressive, and I think the tape might even show that I said 1984, but whatever.
Well, you said that's when Rhythm Is Gonna Get You came out.
Yeah, you're just parsing the truth now.
John's a bad person.
I think that we might have lost.
Well, it was nice having you on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. You're never coming.
No, you should bring me back so we can win.
Oh, boy. I don't think we lost, though. I really don't.
No.
Well, I think rhythm gymnastics is dumb.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing.
The page was boring to read.
Yep.
And we were more interesting, but hit some of the same things.
We were definitely more interesting, so on that note, we won.
It's a tie. If you say I think we lost, but I think we won, that is the definition of a tie,
mm-hmm.
right?
I'll take a tie.
Yeah, sure. I'll take a tie.
Because I don't care about
that's fine. Now course. Let's jump forward, and I will offer back something that we
this
sometimes do inconsistently. Sometimes we like to talk about like if we were to edit this page and leave like a fake fact or like a joke fact on there.
Uh-huh.
We're not saying that we do that.
We're not saying that we do that or that. We command our listeners to do this
Stop
exact
thing. Stop commanding people. It doesn't work.
I will reach through this microphone and order your brain to do this.
So what if you had to leave one, what would it do? What would it be?
Originally, dancers wore swim costumes to this event.
Like Spider-Man and Godzilla.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
I would love to see someone in a Godzilla suit waving a little ribbon around.
That would make it watchable.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah.
It's the only way to save this garbage sport.
That's true. Addy, thank you so much for jumping in and helping us not lose. You want to do any shameless like self-promotion or plugs?
Sure.
What you got?
Well, I'm an improviser and a musician, so you can catch me. Is this going to be out in March?
Who knows?
Okay, well,
yes.
I'll just say in general, figforakissband.com. You can see all of our gigs if you're a Celtic music fan. And if you're not, well, we'll make you one.
They're
so come
good.
Check it out. Also on a team synced up at SteelStax. We have a show coming up in April, and you can go to steelstax.org/comedy to check it out and more.
Glenn, did you pay attention to what she did? That was really nice. She offered facts and invited people and didn't command them to do shit.
I command you to go fuck yourself.